Good morning, a Monday morning. We're in a new year. We're back with Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Lots to get to. Let's start with COVID-19. Vaccinations are continuing in New York.
That's right. We're scheduled to begin a next phase today, Monday, around the state with doctors, nurses, radiologists, physical therapists, and others who work in outpatient settings but close with patients such as these. There's still no clear direction about who will be next. That's scheduled to be assisted living facilities and home health care aides. That's something that the Cuomo administration told us that they're still trying to piece together and work out, but there should be some announcements soon. And this comes amid criticism everywhere that the rollout is just a little bit too slow. Nationally, about 14 million vaccines have been distributed, but the number of shots that have been given, only about to 4 million people.
Some startling statistics, too, when we're looking at people who are hungry.
That's right. Some year-end stats that are really eyebrow-raising and not surprising. On Long Island, Island Harvest, one of the leading nonprofits that help feed the hungry, the number of families they served for the calendar 2020 was up 83%. Long Island Cares, another such organization, up 72%. And, of course, this is being replicated around the state, if not in such big numbers. You look in the Poughkeepsie area, Hudson Valley facilities reporting up 38%. In the Albany Capital Region, the Northeast New York Regional Food Bank, something like 37%. So it's going on everywhere, and the numbers are startling.
It's also a big week this week for the state of New York and the annual State of the State address and some new lawmakers being sworn in.
That's right. It's scheduled to take off on Wednesday. No details just yet on exactly the time of Governor Cuomo's State of the State address, but certainly the Senate and legislature making plans, ceremonial swearing-ins. There's going to be about 40 or more new members out of the 213 state legislators. So a lot of new faces coming to Albany. Of course, everything is going to be dominated by the budget shortfall and COVID and what kind of aid we get from Washington. And it looks like all of the policy issues non-related to COVID might have to wait till maybe the second half of the session.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.